WRFB Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
It's not what you know, but who you know.
Do I know you?
And knowing Dog and Joe has absolutely no benefit unless you call right now. 916-766-9370. Know the Dog and Joe Show.
All right, remember, if in fact these contestants cannot get all three of the questions in a row correct, we move on to the next caller and the next caller. So you still might have a chance to get that River Dog and Joe Show t-shirt and Dog and Joe Show window cling.
Mm-hmm.
766-9370. Let's start with Wyatt. Wyatt, good morning. How are you, Wyatt?
Hey, hands free for you guys.
What's up? Yeah, yes, you Wyatt. Are whatever. Wyatt, how well did you listen this week? How many shows did you hear of the Dog and Joe Show?
I didn't listen Tuesday, and that was it. I listened to everything else.
Okay.
Only day he missed was Tuesday.
So, Wyatt, do you want new updated questions, or do you want Dog and Joe Show Classic?
Mix them up.
Oh, you want it mixed up. All right.
I like this.
I like your spirit, Wyatt. Okay, you know, you got to get three in a row correct. You miss one, you're done. You ready?
Yep.
All right, bro.
All right, let's try this. Let's give a little love to Future Ford. What kind of vehicle are Joe and I driving? What has Future Ford loaned us this week to drive? We've talked about it on the commercial.
Super Duty Power Stroke.
What?
Super Duty Power Stroke.
Yeah, okay, we'll take
that's
it.
Good enough right there, yeah.
2018, yeah. I don't care what it is, you know, I don't care if you got a bow tie tattoo or you got ram horns on your back. Get down to Future Ford, either Madison I-80, and inside the Roseville Auto Mall at Ford Lincoln. Tell them I want to drive that 2018 Super Duty Power Stroke. It is butter. It is butter. It is so effing smooth. It's a beautiful, beautiful truck.
Do you think they would keep letting me drive it if I, in fact, went down and got ram horns tattooed on my back? Because that sounded sick.
No, you don't. No, you're not going to put ram horns on your back.
Not for the kind of truck it is, but just to have ram horns tattooed on me. Remember, that's why I like the Rams again now. Them horns are cool.
Joe has nothing to do with Dodge. He just likes ram horns.
I never even owned a Dodge a day in my life.
You're on the board. Buy it. Nicely done. Let's go to question two. That was a new question, so good job.
Okay, Wyatt. I forget which day we talked about this, but you should know this one. Who on the show hates ranch dressing? They hate ranch dressing.
That is Dana.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Wyatt.
Man.
Yes. We're going to stop you right there, man.
Yeah,
sorry.
That could have been tough. See, I could see where he could have went sideways on that.
Incorrect answer. Yeah. And the reason that we talked about this, it came up that Hidden Valley had made a $35,000 diamond-encrusted collector edition ranch dressing bottle that they were going to send over to Prince Harry and that Meghan Markle. Even though it wasn't going to make it to their wedding, they were just going to send it over as a gift.
Yeah. They weren't even going to see it.
Yeah. And they made two of them. Mm-hmm. And then they were gonna let some lucky ranch lover win the other one. So that's how that conversation came up. Let's start with Chris. Same question. You got to get three in a row.
Same question.
Ask it again, Joe.
Who on the show hates ranch dressing?
I'm gonna have to go with Dog.
Yes.
Oh, you are correct.
Yes. Joe absolutely loves in it. He said he would bathe in it.
I would. I have.
Even on, we did a Facebook poll, and we asked this question. We put ketchup for food fight. We put ketchup and ranch dressing together.
Although, not a fair question. Not a fair question whatsoever. Not even a fair food fight. They're equally tied.
Yeah, but Joe said, oh, it's got to be ketchup. Then he started thinking about it, and Joe said, oh, my God, I think I eat more ranch dressing on more items than I do ketchup.
I clearly know for a fact I do now.
And I don't know who won that food fight, but, yeah, we paired ketchup and ranch dressing together. On the board, Chris. 1-0. Nicely done. Okay. Do you ever listen early to the Dog and Joe Show, or do you ever see Dog and Joe Show after shows?
I see both.
Okay. Well, then we're going to give you this one. This is new from this week. Who on the show ditched an article of clothing with the new time change? Because we sprung forward last Sunday, and on Monday, one of these show members ditched an article of clothing that they have worn all winter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's
going
to have to be Joe.
Oh.
Ooh. Is this question might be tough. This might be really, really tough.
That was a tough one.
Maybe in the way that the question was asked. So, I want you to think about this. The time change occurred.
Uh-huh. Sunday night, 2 a.m.
Sunday evening.
Morning.
The individual on the program that has ditched an article of clothing decided that after the time change,
yeah,
this article of clothing would not need to be worn again. This individual then went back to wearing the article of clothing they always wear.
Okay, I see what you did. Yeah, that makes it a little bit...
So, during the time change, the first time around, maybe this article of clothing could have been added to their wardrobe. Then when the time change comes confusing. Again, this last time change, the article can be put back away again.
Yeah, now you confused them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm confused as could be.
Yeah, you just made it confusing.
Oh,
I
thought that would help.
No, you made it easy. Then you made it like really. You made it so hard I couldn't even answer that. Wow.
Let me try this again.
No, you're done. Chris, thank you. Can anyone make any sense of that?
I don't know how to make that even more better. I thought I was helping.
Someone on the show, Steven, good morning. Your next shot.
Hi,
someone
Steven.
On the show was teased all the time about wearing an article of clothing, but when the time change happened, this member of the show ditched that article of clothing because we've sprung forward. Do you have any guesses? This might be too tough.
Could be.
Steven?
I'm going to say dog.
Okay, yeah.
And can you give us the article of clothing?
I'm going to just say thermals.
Oh,
I think we got to give it to him because he got the show member.
Yeah.
It's a tough, tough question. We talked about it. I ditched my sweatpants.
Those dirty, rotten, filthy, not been washed since the first day you wore them sweatpants.
I just love them, man. You can put your shorts on underneath them, and then you slide the sweatpants. And these aren't those newfangled, tight, stretchy pants like the kids wear.
No, God, no. Why would they be?
These are old.
Like your gym coach from the 70s, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. These are old school, cuffed at the ankle, drawstring on the waist, old school the way Montgomery Ward's used to sell them sweatpants.
With the pockets cut out of them so that he can use the pant pockets on the shorts underneath them.
Yeah, yeah, they allow me in. Yeah. So yeah. I ditched the sweatpants. I'm back in shorts. Actually, today I got pants on again because I woke up and it was chilly.
It was chilly.
On the board, Stephen, nicely done. Two more correct, Joe.
All right. Let's see here. You idiot. Who on the show gets fashion tips from Don McLean?
Now, this is a really tough question, so we might have to give you this one. This was something we discussed this morning.
Don McLean is the Bye Bye American Pie song singer.
Yeah, and someone on this show envies his fashion style.
I'm going to have to go with Joe just based on his character.
What could Don McLean have that I envy? Or maybe
everything.
Or maybe that I own and wear on a daily basis.
Yeah, get
you. I mean, if Madonna's going to sing a song from him, you know, everybody's got to envy him.
Yeah, because he only has a song to sing from him. Can you guess the article of clothing that Joe really, really, really likes that Don McLean wears?
For some reason, I'd have to say a jacket.
Nah, you would have been correct on that because there's a lot of jackets that I like wearing that he's got.
Yeah, no, Don McLean wears the Skechers slip-on shoes.
The relaxed fit footwear.
Yeah, Don McLean, 72. The reason we talked about him today is he's dating a 24-year-old girl, and you can see her right now on the Facebook page. Look at this. Don McLean, American Pie singer, looks like Neil Young will look 15 years from today. Like I said, it looks as if he was a shop teacher that was fired in the 80s because he got caught drinking on the job. He looks awful, and he's dating this 24-year-old chick that looks like his great-great-granddaughter, and she's stunning. He's only got $6 million to his name, but she's dating him.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
And then Joe said, well, maybe she loves him.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that she doesn't.
Actually, we do, because when you look at her walking with Don McLean, you know it's not love. It can't be. You're on the board. Nice job. You got two. You got to get one more correct. Let's go to a Dog and Joe Show classic question. We'll give you an easy one. Get this one right, and we'll get you hooked up.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything you want, Joe. Give him a good one. Give him an easy one.
Let me give you an easy one here.
We'll hook you up with a shirt and the window cling.
Who on the show has a daughter?
Oh, nice question.
That would have to be Dan.
Yes, it is.
Yes, little two-year-old Liv. Nicely done. Yes, mm-hmm. Joe has a son. I have a son. Dana has a daughter and another. Well, we don't know.
On the way.
Yeah, another on the way. Nicely done. Good job. Steven, hang on. We'll get your info, okay?
Right on. Thank you.
All right,
brother.
Coming up, more cash. Plus, we got to get 90 free minutes nonstop commercial free roll. And here's Eddie Money on the river.